Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Well, hey friends, welcome back. I'm your host, Lee Nienhuis, and this is episode 61 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today is week 4 of our month of short training podcasts to help you build a rock-solid prayer strategy using Moms in Prayer's 4 Steps of Prayer. We're praying that these trainings may even bring the confidence you need to help start a brand new group if you've been on the fence. And it's given us seasoned Moms in Prayer moms a chance to review the nuts and bolts of this ministry. Today, I'm joined by Appalachian Division Coordinator Joy Moreau and Liz Arnold, the State Coordinator for Arizona. If you missed any of the July training podcasts, simply scroll back to episode 57 with USA Country Coordinator Susan Shepherd, or episode 58 covering praise, 59 talking about confession, or 60 covering Thanksgiving. We are trying to be relentlessly helpful as you prepare to lead or train your groups in the fall. Before we jump in, our president Sally Burke's new book releases on August 6th. It's called Raise Them Up, and I've gotten a sneak peek. You will want to pre-order it right away. We're going to have a pre-order bonus you aren't going to want to miss, so watch social media and your email for more information. Which reminds me, if you aren't registered with Moms in Prayer, you haven't given us your email address yet, you are really missing out on being the first to know what's happening around the globe in this life-changing ministry. That's where we send info about events, our free resources, and news you can use. You can do that right on the Moms in Prayer website at momsinprayer.org. That's also where you can jump online and see every single one of our show notes. Now, let's get started with our 4th step of prayer, intercession. In our last episode, we discussed Thanksgiving, the 3rd step of a Moms in Prayer hour. We just love that we have the opportunity to boast in what the Lord has done each week. And we've also modeled what leading through the transition from confession to Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving to intercession would sound like in a typical Moms in Prayer meeting. If you missed that episode, be sure to head back and listen. Today, I'm joined by Joy Moreau and Liz Arnold to discuss the 4th step of prayer, intercession. Welcome, Joy and Liz, to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Liz, would you introduce yourself to our audience?
Sure. I'm Liz Arnold, and I'm the state coordinator for Arizona. 17 years ago, I started with Moms in Prayer as a praying mom. And then a year later, I became a group leader for my daughter's high school. And then I became an area coordinator for about 10 years. I did that, and I've been state coordinator for the last 3 years. The way I heard about Moms in Prayer was I overheard 2 women at church talking about it. And when I heard about it and they mentioned my daughter's high school, I was like, I need that. And I haven't ever regretted it. I mean, it's still part of my life and it's a lifeline to me.
That's great. And Joy, you are with Moms in Prayer too. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm the Appalachian Division Coordinator for Moms in Prayer. The Appalachian Division is made up of West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and North Carolina, and I live in North Carolina. I first heard about Moms in Prayer when I heard Fern Nichols talking about Moms in Prayer on Christian radio, and she talked about praying for our kids and praying for their schools, and I said, I can do that, but I didn't do it right away. I said, I'm going to wait till my kids get in an elementary school, let them get out of preschool. And one day I kept putting it off, and a mom just asked me, would you please start a Moms in Prayer group for your elementary school? And I did. I finally got a group started, and I have loved being a Moms in Prayer. I've had the joy of leading the group and then being area coordinator, state coordinator, and for the last 3 years I've been the division coordinator.
Joy, I've gotten to be in small groups with you. I have loved praying with you. And when I wrote to you and said, Joy, we're going to do an intercession podcast, you said, Oh, I want to be on that episode. So what is so great about this step of our Moms in Prayer time?
Okay, so intercession is so important because that's when another mom comes in agreement with me, praying what is on my heart for my kids. I get to take all that worry, that concern for my children, and I'm going to pray it over to God. I'm going to give it to Him and trust Him, leave it with Him, that what is concerning me about my children, I'm going to give it to Him and know He's going to hear and answer.
I totally agree. I love this step. Liz, intercession sounds like a churchy word. What does intercession actually mean?
Lee, intercession is simply coming to God in prayer on behalf of others. And it's an act of obedience. In Ephesians 6, 18, the word says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints. And then in 1 Timothy 2:1, the Apostle Paul says, requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone.
It's not only something that we get to do, it's something that God actually says we need to do. We need to do this for all the people in our life, but especially these kids that we love so much. Joy, what makes Moms in Prayer intercession different?
We're going to pray the scripture for our children. Our prayer sheets are set up with the scripture listed on the prayer sheet with blanks so we can put our child's name in that scripture and pray it for them. When we're praying God's word, it teaches us how to pray according to God's will. We're actually praying both the mind and the perfect will of God for another when we pray back His words. Ephesians 6:17 says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So we're asking the Lord to drive back the enemy. Bonnet Wright said, the enemy of men's soul is powerless against intercessory prayer. And that's what we're doing.
I love that so much. Liz, we aren't only going to pray scripture, though. We're also going to bring our specific personal requests for our children and for others to the Lord. I heard Jennifer Kennedy Dean say, God tells us to articulate our requests so that in the process of describing our needs and desires, He can clarify them for us. Have you ever experienced that while you've been praying?
Lee, yes. I'll be praying and then another mom, she'll pray something totally different that I had not even thought of. And so she's coming from a different perspective and it just turns a light bulb on. And I'm thinking, wow, I hadn't thought about that. And it really gives me hope and encouragement.
Me too. I'm sure all three of us can agree that a lot of times we're praying and our friends will pray something that we did not have the courage or the strength to ask for, or even the wisdom. It's like, I would never think to pray that or pray that they would grow from this trial. I'm asking them to deliver it. And my friend's sitting there saying, no, we don't just want them to be delivered. We want growth. We want the enemy to be pushed back. And oh man, I'm so grateful for the prayers of others. So Joy, let's get started. Would you explain to us how the intercession portion of our time works? And I just right now want to remind our friends that we are praying off of the prayer sheet Faithful. So you can go onto the Moms in Prayer website or onto our show notes. You can click download and you can download that sheet to follow along. But Joy, I know that a lot of times women walk up to the intercession part and they've understood the first three steps, but they get to this point and sometimes the wheels start to fall off a little bit and it doesn't need to. Would you explain this intercession portion for us?
Yes. During the intercession, we need that prayer sheet because we've got a lot of things to cover during intercession. So we need to start our groups on time. We need to pray the short sentence prayers that we're taught to pray in Moms in Prayer because we've got a lot to cover in intercession. So we use that prayer sheet as our guide. And we're going to pray the scripture for our children. And that's where we don't need to rush so much. We want to really put our child's name in that scripture and pray the scripture for our children, every part of the scripture. So we're going to say we're in a group right now. During intercession, we're going to break into groups of two or three. Right now, there's a group of three of us. So the first mom, and I'll assign the first mom, okay, so-and-so, go first, pray for your child. So she chooses one child. She puts the child's name in the scripture. She prays it for a child. We come in agreement with her, and we pray the scripture for her child. And then we do that so that each mom has had a turn praying for her child, and we read with her, praying the scripture for the children. Once we pray the scripture for our three children, then we go back and we'll pray specific requests for our children. And that can be anything. Whatever is on your heart that you need to pray for your children outside that scripture, pray that for your children. After we've covered our children in prayer, then we're going to pray for specific teachers. I ask moms to bring a list of school staff to our Moms in Prayer groups. You can get it from your school website. Just print off a list of the names of the teachers and the school staff. Bring that to your Moms in Prayer group and choose a school staff member that you want to pray for. We have a couple options. If you know that that school staff member is walking with Jesus, then pray the scripture that you pray for your children. If you don't know if they're a Christian or not, pray the Acts 26:18 verse over them, which is a prayer for their salvation. Once we've covered our children, we've prayed for school staff, then we're going to pray school request. I use the Moms in Prayer booklet, the Leader's Guide. We pray for some universities in our Moms in Prayer group, so we use the College Prayer Guide that's put together by Julie Luz. It's under Moms in Prayer suggestion.
I think that's great. And because I pray for an elementary school and a middle school and a high school all at the same time, I'm praying about like anything that has come across my emails from the schools or the papers that the kids are bringing home. So that's going to include like back to school nights that are coming up and parent teacher conferences, any testing that we know our kids are going through. Prom and homecoming are coming up, so we're going to pray about those, or new hires being made into the school district, any curriculum issues that we know that our schools are facing. Really, this is a time where we use our brains and what we know. Sometimes it's our school calendars to think about what our school might be facing at the time. Right, Joy?
Well, that's excellent, Lee. You've covered a lot of topics. There's a lot of different things to pray for your school. That's excellent. And use your school calendar. You can just look at your school calendar and see what you need to pray for that season. Finally, we're going to end by praying for Moms in Prayer. We're going to pray concerns for Moms in Prayer. There's a Moms in Prayer calendar that can be found on our website under Prayer Tools. It's going to give you a suggestion of how to pray for our ministry worldwide. There are also, you can pray for the Moms in Prayer needs in your area. You want every school in your area to be covered by a Moms in Prayer group. And then pray for leadership. You can pray for your state leadership and pray for our national leadership.
I think that's so great. And it's easy to forget any of those steps, but each of them kind of begins to fit together with a little bit of time. One other thing I want to encourage people with is to stay plugged into local leadership so that you know how to pray for your area. And you can do that with your area coordinators, with your regional coordinators, and with your state coordinators. I mean, all you need to do is reach out to your leadership for prayer needs, and I am sure they will shoot you a list. So, Liz, this can sound tricky, but we're going to make it easy. Would you be our group leader today and model for us how you would transition into the time of intercession after Thanksgiving for us? And we'll just, Joy and I'll pray in one accord, and hopefully people will hear in our abbreviated prayer meeting how easy it is to lead through this portion of prayer.
Sure. Now we are coming into our time of intercession. Lee, would you please begin by starting with your child?
Lord, let Gabby know that no temptation has seized her except what is common to man. And you got her faithful. You will not let Gabby be tempted beyond what she can bear. But when Gabby is tempted, you will also provide a way out so that she can stand up under it.
Well, we come in agreement with Lee in prayer for Gabby. Lord, let no temptation come against Gabby that you cannot equip her to withstand. We pray, Father, that you be faithful to her and don't let her be tempted beyond what she can bear. And when she is tempted, Lord, we pray that you would also provide a way out so that Gabby can stand up.
Yes, Lord, I agree with this prayer for Gabby. And Lord, I do pray that she will find a way out, that you provide that way out for her so that she can stand up from under it.
Mm. Yeah.
Lord, let Austin know that no temptation has seized him except what is common to man. And you, God, are faithful. You will not let Austin be tempted beyond what he can bear. But when Austin is tempted, you will also provide a way out so that Austin can stand up.
Lord, I just so agree. Thank you that no temptation will seize Austin. Even though he's a man, Lord, you are going to be faithful to him. You are not a man, you are God, and you will be faithful. Lord, thank you that you will help Austin stand up underneath any temptation that he faces today.
Lord, I agree. We know that you will not let Austin be tempted beyond what he can bear, Lord. So we just know that you will keep Austin strong in the ways of temptation, Lord. So for the sake of time, we're going to move to specific intercession, because I would have gone last. This time, I'm going to pray my specific request. And so I'm going to pray for my son, Kenny. Lord, I just lift up Kenny right now to you, that you would protect his coming and goings, Lord, as he goes to work and as he leads Young Life, that you would just protect his mind, body, and soul.
Lord, I agree. I pray that as Kenny is following you, as he's living his life, we pray, Lord, that with every coming and going of Kenny, that you would be with him, that you would be guarding and protecting, that you would be making provision for him.
Lord, I agree. I thank you that you are with Kenny, that you are a shield about him. And Lord, when he faces difficulties today, any trials that would come his way, I praise you and thank you that you are going to direct Kenny by the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, I bring Austin before you. I pray that Austin is a dad of two young children. I pray that he would love his wife and love his children with the love of Christ. And I pray that he would point his children to Christ, that they might know him.
Lord, thank you so much for the privilege it is for Austin to be a dad. Father, would you help Austin have wisdom as he looks at each one of his children today? Would they know, Lord, by looking at their dad, how to walk faithfully with you? Lord, gently lead Austin as he leads his young.
Yes, Lord, I agree. And I just pray that Austin will be the spiritual leader of his home, Lord. Let him lead in prayer and in just guide him on how to lead his children and his wife spiritually, Lord, toward you. Again, just for the sake of time, we will model this for one of our teachers, but the process will look the same with each one of us. At this time, I would transition us into praying for specific teachers. Joy, do you have a specific teacher you'd like to pray for?
Yeah, I'm going to start us in prayer for Cindy Beeling. Lord God, I thank you for Cindy Beeling, who has the heart and the giftedness from you to be a special needs teacher in her high school. I pray, Lord God, that you would give her the ability to see each student's need and to provide for the need of each one of her students.
Lord, I pray for Cindy that no temptation would seize her. Accept what is common to man. And you, God, are faithful. You will not let Cindy be tempted beyond what she can bear. But when she is tempted, Lord, you will also provide a way out so that she can stand up under it. Lord, I pray, thanking you for her heart for special needs students. And I pray, Lord, when she comes to the end of herself, that she would find that you are right there giving her the strength she needs to face this day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, yes, let no temptation see Cindy, Lord.
And Lord, I just bring to you Mr. Ackley today. I thank you that he knows you. Lord, let Mr. Ackley know that no temptation has seized him except what is common to man, and that you, God, are faithful. You will not let Mr. Ackley be tempted beyond what he can bear. But when he is tempted, you will provide a way out so that he can stand up under it.
Yes, Lord, I agree that you will help Mr. Ackley to just stand firm against temptation, Lord. Let him lead with such integrity because he knows and loves you.
Lord, I just agree. I pray that Mr. Ackley would not be tempted beyond what you can bear for him. Pray, Father, he would bring every temptation to you, asking you for strength to stand.
Now we come into our school concerns, and I'd like to pray for a school concern for protection over our schools. Now that school is just starting here in Arizona, we're starting school this week in many areas. Lord, I pray for protection over our schools, both spiritually and physically, Lord.
Lord, I so agree. I pray that this year that you would physically protect our schools, that you would stand guard over the schools in Arizona, and that no evil will come through the doors. And Father, I also pray that any curriculums that are being planned right now would be taught in accordance with wisdom and truth, Lord, that any lie from the enemy would be demolished in Jesus' name.
I just come in agreement. I pray for the curriculum that you want to be in our school systems. We pray for curriculum that will have godly character to it, that our children would come to know what is right and what is wrong, and according to who you are. We pray, Lord, that you would bring revival on our school campuses. We pray that you would bring spiritual awakening to every student, every staff member on our school campuses. May they know you. May they know the truth of who you are, Lord.
And now we come into our transition time into our moms in prayer concerns. And we are going to pray for an uncovered school. And Lord, today I lift up Tempe High School in Arizona to you, Lord, that you would bring a group of moms, at least two women, to lift up Tempe High School on every week, Lord, on a regular basis.
Lord, we just come in agreement. We pray that Tempe High School would have a mom willing to start a moms in prayer group, that she'd have a partner to pray with her every week. And we pray, Lord, that she would find out about moms in prayer and be willing to start a group.
Oh, Lord, make her bold and courageous. We pray that the students at Tempe would all be covered in prayer, that they would come to know you as Savior and Lord, and that you would raise up their moms to intercede.
We pray all this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, that was so good, you guys. I know that the first couple of times praying with my group felt a little clunky, but once you learn the flow, eventually you need a prayer sheet, but you know what comes next. You know it's just natural. And having a prayer pattern gives us freedom, right, Joy?
It does. And the Holy Spirit just guides us through it, and it just flows from Him.
Why should we try to pray for more than just our kids? Why pray for the schools and the teachers and moms in prayer too, Joy?
The heart of God. You know, God wants all to know Him and to follow Him. And our moms in prayer mission statement is to impact children in schools worldwide for Christ by gathering mothers to pray. Our heart's in alignment with God's heart. He wants all to know Him and follow Him. And we do too in Moms in Prayer. And that's what we're praying. That's why we're praying for all the people on our school campus.
So Joy, what do you usually recommend that people do if they don't have kids in the local high school anymore? What do they do then?
They can adopt the school. It may be a school in their neighborhood. It may be a school in their area. It may be the school closest to their church, and just adopt a school, even if you don't have any children at it, and start praying for that school.
That's such missional living, isn't it? Liz, it seems like this would be a really good time to emphasize confidentiality again. Why do our members need to agree that what is prayed in the group stays in the group?
Ali, that is so important for the women who are praying to know that our groups are a safe place. And we carry heavy burdens for our children and for our teachers and principals, and we need to make sure that those stay confidential.
I'm so grateful that we do not have to worry that our groups will, you know, hit the mainstream news in our communities. Mm-hmm. This is a safe place for us. Mm-hmm. Well, Joy, I know a lot of groups use their time to pray through yearbooks. How does that work, and when would that fit into our Moms in Prayer Hour?
During school concerns, you can bring a list of names of students and staff to your intercession time. During intercession, we break into groups of two or three, so you could give a list to every group of two or three. And during that time, they would pray a salvation scripture, the Acts verse that's on your prayer sheet, pray that scripture, and add in the name of two or three students. Every week, you're going to cover a lot of students if you do that every week.
That's such a good idea. You guys, this was so helpful. Thank you so much for helping us understand our fourth step of prayer.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lee.
Wasn't that helpful? Praying scripture for our kids is a game changer, and following this simple format helps us cover so much spiritual ground in our communities. Would you consider sharing this month's training podcast with a friend who needs Moms in Prayer in her life? Asking moms to join you in prayer is one of the greatest gifts we can give to our friends. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms just like you. See you next week.